Welcome back to the KDWN Morning Show. I'm Brian Shapiro. We're joined by two recording artists who have been around for quite some time now, Ken Andrews and Charlotte Martin. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
A lot of questions for you. First of all, I got to ask you both, what do you think it's going to be like? I know you guys are both going on tour, and you can talk a little bit about that, but what's it going to be like for you two guys hitting the road going on tour together?
Well, I'll take it first, Char.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, both of us have spent a lot of time touring over the last few years apart from each other, and I think, you know, this is one of the reasons we wanted to do this tour together, so we could actually kind of enjoy the experience of the road and just traveling and stuff together instead of separately. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I am too, and I think it's interesting that we're calling it the Never Say Never Tour, because actually when Ken and I first started dating, I don't know if you remember this, honey, but we were trying to keep our work separate. And one of the things is we'd never really thought that we could pull a tour off, you know, headlining together or, you know, either supporting each other. And I don't know, it works now. It's amazing what's happened over the 6 years since we've met. So I think both crowds are really going to enjoy, you know, both sets, and it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to ask you, obviously there must be, a lot of positives with this, but are there any negatives about, because I'm sure you two have never done anything like this before, of you two going on tour together?
I guess maybe we should do an interview after. I don't foresee any negatives.
Okay.
I mean, Ken actually did sound and played for me on one of my headline tours a couple years ago. I mean, we get along well when we're traveling. That's not a big issue. We just like the same food, so.
So, Ken, I'm sure, you know, when you toured with Failure back in the day, I'm sure you guys had some crazy nights out in the town. I guess you're going to have to maybe keep it on the down low on this tour, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, this is a married tour. There won't be any of that happening.
There's no naked chicks allowed on my bus, except for me.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And my manager.
Fair enough. Well, I want to get into your, you know, I know, Ken, you have a live album coming out, and Charlotte, I know you have a Reproductions cover album coming out, but I had a question for you guys. I don't know if you're aware, but the MTV Music Awards are going to be here in town in Las Vegas in a couple days. I don't know if you guys are planning on attending, but I'm sure you've been to the award shows before, correct?
Mm-hmm.
My question to both of you is, how much have, in your opinion, the award shows evolved over the years? And just music in general. I mean, how much has it changed in the last 10 or 15 years in regards to MTV and the award show? If you guys could both comment on that.
Well, Ken, you want to go first?
I don't know if I'm a good person to comment on that, because I'm one of those people that really doesn't. I actually don't see all of the award shows. I don't know if it's that I'm not interested or that it's just weird that I just never hear about them, or like I just kind of miss them like I would miss a regular TV show. I'm not up on who's even going to be featured on the MTV Awards, so mm-hmm. I don't even know if I could comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
Char, do you want to take a shot?
I have to say the same thing. I tell you what, Brian, we're in our own studios plugging away. I mean, maybe we should watch them this year, honey.
Yeah.
We should probably watch them. It's been a few years. I watched them a couple of years ago. I watched them before I moved to Los Angeles. I think just because I'm doing music all the time, I never really, unless I'm going to one. And I think last year I was on tour. I just haven't really, you know, I don't keep up that much. The way I keep up on current music is basically iTunes and, like, the people we record with, you know?
Now, obviously, both of you guys have your core of fans, obviously. But you know, you got, I know, Ken, you've produced a lot of albums, mixed a lot of albums. But would you guys rather have it the way you have it now, where kind of, you know, you have your core of fans, you're not mainstream like the bands like the Incubuses of the world, and, you know, but yet, you know, you're able to comfortably tour and you have your core of fans? Or would you rather be, like, in the spotlight, like some of these bands that you've worked with, Ken?
Probably I would if someone offered me that, I would take it. I mean, I don't think I'm above wanting to play a show where there's, you know, 10 or 20,000 people at versus 500 to 1,000. Whether or not I would love it long term, I don't really know. I mean, I do have some friends or artists that I've worked with that, you know, I think sometimes they get a little frustrated with their fame and or frustrated with the fact that they're, in order to keep maintain their fan base or maintain those sales that, you know, everyone wants them to, they have to kind of keep doing the same thing. Or, you know, answer to, you know, someone at their label for writing pop hits or whatever it is. So that side of things I don't really miss. Would I love to have more fans? Hell yeah. But, you know, it being sort of on the outside, on the fringes, does have its advantages. You don't really have to, we don't answer to anyone except ourselves. We release our own records and, you know, we finance our own tours. So it's kind of cool. I don't know.
It's interesting. You know, I thought that was what I wanted. And I, you know, if someone offered that to me as well, I would take it too. But I also, you know, if that was offered to me 5 years ago or 4 years ago when On Your Shore, my first LP came out, I couldn't have handled it. I mean, I was right on the brink of actually being promoted and I freaked out. And, you know, I'm touring with so many people like Howie Day and Liz Phair, it is a lot of pressure to maintain a certain level of what at least the music business views as success. You know, it's that syndrome where, you know, Alanis Morissette sells, you know, 14 million records and her second one is 3 million and it's a failure. I mean, right. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And I don't measure my success, I know personally, you know, by my sales. I measure it by the product now. And, you know, I would take it, but I would take it very cautiously, and ultimately I know that I get my satisfaction from the actual music and the connections with people. And if it's playing to 400 instead of 4,000, I'll still be grateful that there's 400. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. Now, does it bother either of you guys that, you know, I know you guys, you mentioned you're not really into the whole MTV scene, but, I mean, when you see somebody like Britney Spears that's making hundreds of thousands of dollars performing four songs lip-syncing, I mean, it certainly bothers me, and I'm not even a musician. I wanted to get your take on that. How do you guys feel about that?
It doesn't bother me because I think, I don't consider myself in the same sort of situation as Britney Spears. I think that she works very, very hard, and I do respect the fact that when she does do her records, she works. She, you know, she's worked very hard. But I look at her more of as entertainment, I guess. And I don't feel bad saying that. I respect her. You know, nothing to diss on her. But you know, and she's very entertaining, and she entertains millions of people. I look at myself as a muso, which sometimes maybe it isn't always entertaining. But it's just a different animal, you know. And it's hard for me to judge that. It's really hard for me to judge other musicians because I honestly don't know why millions of people buy that. That's not my thing, but millions of people like it, so I don't want to knock the millions of people either. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, but Ken, would you have the same feelings for like a Kevin Federline, though? Would you have the same positive comments about a guy like that?
Well, this shows you how far removed I am. I don't even know who that is.
Really?
That's Britney Spears' husband.
Okay, well, there you go. And he's a musician?
Turned rapper.
Oh, turned rapper. Okay, yeah. Okay, well, see...
But you know what? You know what's interesting about that? You know, I interview a lot of guys. You know, Chris Cornell. You know, Army of Anyone, Richard Patrick, all those guys. They all know who you are. You work with so many of these guys. They all know who you are. But that's interesting that you're not really into that sort of stuff.
Well, I'm not up on the real pop, sort of tabloidy kind of world. I just don't keep track of all that stuff, so I don't know. But you know,
that's understandable. You're probably better off that way.
I've never heard any of his music.
Kevin Federline.
The only reason I know him is I read a magazine on an airplane.
You're not missing much. Trust me on that one. I'm sure he'll be at the MTV Awards show, though. Anyway, let me get to. I know you guys are getting some new music coming out. Who should I start with here? Let me start with Ken. Ken, I know you're getting a new live album that's going to be coming out from the Secrets of the Lost Satellite Tour. And I happened to catch one of your gigs in LA. It was just an awesome show. Can you talk a little bit about the CD and what your fans should expect?
Yeah, it's basically a culmination of that tour. I recorded a few shows on that tour, and the CD is just a complete representation of that show. I mean, for a second I was thinking I would only put new stuff on the CD, but I just like the way the set kind of flows, and it's almost in the same order as most of the sets we played. So you're going to hear a few Failure songs in there, a few Year of the Rabbit songs, a couple On songs, and, you know, like five or six Secrets of the Last Satellite songs as well. Yeah, it's very straight. It's a very straightforward live record. I might even use the word kind of raw. I didn't use any studio trickery to perfect any of the performances, so there a lot of the songs are kind of there, warts and all. But I think most of my fans are going to kind of get into that, and it, you know, it just feels like you're there, kind of live album.
Ken, let's have a listen to a track off that live album, Secrets of the Lost Satellite Tour. This is a track off your latest album. It's called Write Your Story. Let's have a listen.
I wish I was right. I wish I was right. Wish I was right there when you started to fall through the glass, holding to black.
Before I get to your new release there, Charlotte, I want to ask you, Ken, is it a little weird for you to be on stage performing Failure songs and Year of the Rabbit songs without members of your band there?
Kind of. Maybe more Year of the Rabbit than Failure, because Failure has been done for so long now that it's not that fresh. But Year of the Rabbit, I can remember doing those tours pretty recently. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of weird, but the thing that just kind of obliterates any of the memories of playing or just feeling comparisons is the band that I have backing me just is awesome, and they pull off all of that material like really well. I wouldn't say that it was necessarily better or worse, but when I'm on stage playing those songs, all like I'm just into it. Like it just feels really good, and the way that they execute the different going from band to project is really, I actually really like it. At first I was like, oh, it's gonna be so weird going from era to era because some of the projects are separated by 5-10 years, but it feels really good and just really kind of fun. So,
And those of you that are unaware, Ken's talking about the band First Wave Hello, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're also going to be playing with you on this tour and opening for both you guys. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Great.
Right.
Great. Charlotte, let me get to you here. I don't want to leave you out of the mix here. I know that talked a little bit about you have some new music coming out as well, Reproductions, a cover album, renditions.
Yes.
from a lot of different artists out there. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I had the idea. It's interesting. I actually, unfortunately, went through a miscarriage, and through that process, I was recording a lot. I didn't feel like writing for myself because I just put out Stromata and Veins and a live DVD with 8 new songs. So I was pretty much tapped as a writer for myself. I had a few covers that I had, you know, over the course of the year had started. And through this whole weird process, I just kept recording different covers and decided I was going to base the whole thing around this, and it sort of helped me get through it. It was very therapeutic, and I named it Reproductions. And there's some really cool stuff on there. I covered Interpol and Massive Attack and everything from Joni Mitchell to Sinead O'Connor to Snow Patrol to The Cure. It's a nice eclectic mix. It's basically just my favorite band, the Cocteau Twins. The only one I didn't cover was Failure.
Now that's an interesting concept there, Ken. How would you feel about Charlotte getting up there and singing a Failure song?
Well, I don't want to give away the tour, but we'll see what happens.
You just gave it away.
All right.
We haven't rehearsed a note yet, so we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
See now that
there could be some very interesting combinations of people singing certain songs, and yeah, we'll see.
Well, Charlotte, let's listen to a track off your album Reproductions, the All Covers album. This track is titled Angel, and it's an originally performed song by Massive Attack. Let's have a listen. Let you go. Why don't you just give me a quick rundown on, you know, what fans should expect on this tour, especially fans that have seen both of you guys several times. You know, talk a little bit about what's going to be different, what's going to be the same. Just both of you guys, just give me a quick little rundown, a preview, I guess you could say, if you will, of this tour.
Why don't you go first, Char?
I'm going to be playing stuff from every era, every record, as well as I might pull out a couple of new songs that no one's heard. Oh, that's my doggy. And then I'm obviously going to be playing stuff from Reproductions, and might be doing a couple. I'm gonna try to snag Ken on stage, you know, because he produced a lot of the stuff that everyone's heard. So I'd like to pull him out on stage and embarrass him just for a few minutes. And Reproductions will actually, as of now, right now, it's only available on tour. And details of anything else will be made, you know, apparent later. But yeah, it'll be fun.
Great. You can.
I'm going to do a bunch of new songs from both The Secrets of the Lost Satellite, my new record, and, older songs from my older projects that are different from the last tour. I wouldn't say it's going to be every song is different from the last tour, but it's probably a revamp of at least half the material. And then you're going to see some, like I alluded to earlier, you're going to see some combinations of the three acts, including some first wave of Low are like part of our little family now. So we're going to do a lot of different mixing up the musicians on different sets, and it's going to be kind of fun. So
great.
I hope we can get us all on stage at the same time.
That would be That would be fantastic. As long as that doesn't include Kevin Federline, I will definitely be there.
Okay.
Now you gotta show him. You gotta buy the record just to play it for Ken.
I'm going to play it around the bus.
Well, listen, guys, thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and I hope fans out there, I know you're touring on the West Coast and the East Coast, all the big major cities, so I hope fans come out and catch you guys. I'm sure it's going to be a great show, and I appreciate your time, guys.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Brian.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.